All began about an hour and a half ago. The world was electrified by a report from Tehran that Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi had agreed to leave Iran temporarily, handing his powers over to a regency council. News organizations at once began to check and ran into a tangle of different versions. The Shah has been negotiating with a political leader of the opposition, National Front, to form a new cabinet replacing the military government installed by the Shah earlier this month. We now have that report from Randy Daniels in Tehran.
Iranian lawyer and businessman Shapir Bakhtir has reached agreement with the Shah to form a new civilian government. According to palace sources, the new government is expected to be formed within 24 hours. The source denied earlier reports that the Shah would be leaving Iran for an unspecified period of time as a condition of the agreement. Iran's new prime minister designate is 56 years old and served in the government of former leftist prime minister Mohammad Mossadegh, the man the Shah toppled from power with CIA help in 1953. Bakhtir has a history of opposition to the Shah's government and was even jailed for speaking out against the Shah. Bakhtir is said to be a moderate and to have strong influence within the National Opposition Front, even though its leader, Karim Sanjabi, opposes Bakhtir's approach to solving Iran's political crisis. Randy Daniels, CBS News, Tehran.